Question 6. Practice 1. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Fill in the missing information in the notes.
So today we're going to talk about falconry. This is a hunting method where the hunter, known as the falconer, trains a falcon to find and catch prey for him. Yes?
See, to me that's not hunting. It's like the fox hunt. You get another animal to do the hunting for you. Where's the skill in that?
Okay, well, for one thing, taming a wild bird is no easy task. Indeed, part of that training lies in teaching the bird not to kill the prey. You see, in Arabia, where falconry still takes place, the prey must be killed according to Islamic customs and rituals. Therefore, it's not as if the falconer is passive during the hunt sequence. Now let's talk about falconry in a historic context. While today it is a sport, when falconry began, it was an important means of survival. For example, nomadic people who traveled the desert needed to eat. The kinds of foods that they could procure for themselves were lacking in variety. Consequently, they enlisted one of the local hunters, the falcon, to help them add the dietary variety needed for subsistence. Some historians assert that falconry may have been the earliest hunting method developed by man. It was in use as far back as 2000 BC in China.